NXT used to at least have, whether you like, people liked it or not, had that goofiness to it. We had mobsters. I'm trying to remember. Like, you just had goofy shit. You had like El Fantasma, or Legado, sorry. And like they're Mexican cartel guys. You had Chase U. Like stupid stuff, but in their own universe, it worked. Like it was, they followed the rules of whatever universe they created. Now, I mean, this is obnoxiously bad. And I was listening to Brian Alvarez and what's his name? Vinny? Yeah, Vinny.
Vinny.
And I know that, I forgot. And Vinny pointed out Vic Joseph never talks about the match. He never calls the match.
I've never noticed.
Go ahead and watch. He
I'm not good enough.
never does. He'll turn around and go, "Oh, big clothesline. Oh, that had to hurt. Oh, we got a pinfall." That's all he does. During Jada Parker and Nikita Lyons, and I just told Elise, I went, "You know what? They're treating matches like it's a podcast." All Vic does, and Kevin likes this. I don't. I can't stand it. So Booker, what do you think needs to happen for Nikita Lyons to take that next step? And then Booker just talks. And then it's like, okay, he just asked the next question while these two people, I'm just using that this match as an example, are beating the hell out of each other. And he's not even paying attention. It's like, this is disrespectful, first off. And then second, what's going on? There's a match happening in the ring. And you're asking, well, what can she do to get to the next level? And all Booker T, I think Booker T, there's one part I think he had enough. But it's like, all you gotta do is say, well, she needs to start winning matches. Like, that's it. But like Vic was talking about how like they're going to Nashville and somewhere else. Like, all those people that were affected by the cold and the storms this last weekend, which thankfully missed us.
Yeah.
Well, for the most part. But and he's like, yeah, so I don't know. Well, hopefully we'll be up there. And Booker goes, it's cold. Oh, no, he goes, so Booker, how did you handle the weather this weekend? And he goes, it's cold. I got my new scarf on. He totally like sold him out. He didn't play along. And I was like, what is this dumb shit? Like, it's like, is this in Booker's contract? It's not his fault, but it's like, is this in Booker's contract? It has to be like his Hall of Fame podcast. Jesus Christ. Call the matches. And I guess maybe I've been watching too many like the old Royal Rumbles this week. Like
Yeah.
Gorilla with Jesse, Gorilla with Roddy Piper. And then they had what oh, let's say Tony Schiavone and Jesse doing one, which was crazy. So, and then they had Jim Ross doing one too today, the 2002 from Atlanta. And boy,
Yeah.
you really do see the difference. It's also 24 years later. And like poor Jim Ross.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Just not really caring about what's going on in the ring. But yeah, so NXT is just something else right now. Like a spoiler alert in case you haven't watched it. So the beginning of the show, Joe Hendry gets taken out by the three twink guys. The Vanity Project, right? And whoever the leader of the guy is, yeah, this is Kevin's favorite part of my NXT reviews now. I don't remember anyone's names because why should I? And
No, there's no reason to.
the singles guy who's the Evolve champion has a chair in his hand. Ava can't prove, like, they don't know. Well, they're like, we didn't say it was us. So later on in the show, they're trying to figure out who's going to take Joe Hendry's spot. And she approaches them and is like, I know what you guys are up to. I know you took Joe Hendry out. I'm like, well, technically, you can't prove that. And she's like, no, I can't prove that you did it. And she's like, but, that being what it is, Joe's not cleared. So, okay, you get, like, the guy with who had the chair, whatever his name is, okay,
Yeah.
you get the spot in the ladder match.
What?
Exactly.
Why
Exactly.
does it?
But he doesn't have to give up the Evolve Championship, by the way. You know, the whole problem with Ethan Page. Like,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know who's writing the show anymore. Like, who's paying attention to this? Because, and you're right, it has been a heavy male show this week. They had
for the last 2 weeks, and it sucks. It's terrible. It's terrible. It is unwatchable.
You really do see the deficit in talent, mm-hmm. and it's crazy. Like all of a sudden, Dion Lennox was just wrestling. Lexus King's back in the ring facing Tavion Heights again, and it's like okay, it's like whatever. But it really is like, come on, can we have the women back, please? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. They dug themselves a gigantic hole on the show by the women lapping the men. And now they got to play catch up, and they're like, there's no one here. And my God, if Will Hobbs goes to NXT, oof, or what's his name supposed to be? Royce Keyes?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not real... Yeah. But, anyways, hey, welcome everybody. Sunk Grandy Audio 1128. As you can tell, it's Chris and Jeremy. Hello, everyone. Hello, Chris. Good evening.
Good evening, Jeremy. How are you now?
Yeah. Jesus. So, it's Royal Rumble week. I guess we need to talk.
It?
I mean, it is. And technically.
You wouldn't know by the urgency of WWE TV.
So, yeah. Where do I even start with all this?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, this is a... I want to think that maybe 2 or 3 years ago there was a Rumble build that was bad. Maybe it was 20... Maybe it was like 4 years ago, something where they barely mentioned the Rumble itself until like a week before. But this, they've done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to day drink, of course. That's cool. The Rumbles themselves, I'm sure they'll be entertaining. The other matches will be good as well. I'm sure I'll enjoy it. But again, there's no urgency here. There's no Easter eggs being planted. There's no speculation, doubt, anything. You know, there is nothing heading into this Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Raw
yeah.
ends with, and I don't want to fast all the way forward.
That's
but
fine.
Raw ends with a beatdown segment between two guys. Who, at the time of recording this, do not have a match with each other on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So the Go Home Raw didn't even end with the annual big brawl or anything like that, with everyone throwing each other over the top rope.
Yeah, well, we still have Friday, like I guess.
That. I guess they'll get to that. What are they even going to do on Friday?
I was wondering the same thing. It wasn't recorded. So,
no, it's not recorded. It's going to be in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be on in the middle of the day or whatever, so you can watch it live. I won't be able to, if you so choose.
I will.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah.
But
what are you going to do? Work?
Well.
But
yes. Yep. So. Oh my God.
You can erase that part if anyone from your work actually
no one cares
listening to this.
No one cares.
No one
so,
cares. I know no one cares.
It's like that part in Jurassic Park, where was it the guy that plays Newman is there and he's like, all right, this is top three. He goes, oh my God. He's like, keep your voice down. He starts yelling. He goes, look, no one cares. No one cares. That's exactly how it feels. No one cares.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. Say anything on here.
Yeah.
But yeah, SmackDown. What can they even do on SmackDown? Like, they've announced nothing in advance that you obviously, especially after what happened to Rey Mysterio right before WrestleMania last year, you're gonna be extra careful about anyone of any importance having a match on SmackDown or getting too physical. and you need a number of people to avoid any kind of injury due to the nature of the Royal Rumble itself. Although, I mean, your also rans can be replaced by people there, by alternates, I guess. But it sounds like they are, because of the Saudi Arabia issue, they are maybe running with an only as necessary crew.
Well, I guess technically, announced people, there's only 15, right?
Right,
For
but it's
each,
full.
for yeah. Yeah, well. Yeah. I get the feeling you're right. They're like, all right, we only have these people and then these two extras or something. Like, it doesn't seem with it going over there, but it's like, well, they've done this before. They had the world's biggest Royal Rumble before, or whatever that was called, right? So, may, I mean, unless TXO, Jesus, that's who I work for.
TXO.
TKO,
Jeez.
yeah, that gets confusing when I'm telling people about work. And
Yeah,
like TKO is like cutting down the budget. Like, no, you can only have this many people go, which I'm sure is not the case because, you're rolling in money. So,
right.
yeah.
Well, that's the game.
No, well,
Rolling in
yeah.
money, but we still can't afford it. No, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then
Plugging
I
the
did
cups.
look, they'd said that SmackDown is in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And then the next one is here in Charlotte, February 6th. Guess who's not going? So,
But they were doing a great deal. But if you purchase that and Charlotte Hornets basketball tickets, I saw that on Facebook.
really?
Yeah, somehow a tailored ad to your area was making it to me somehow.
I'm looking that up. I'm curious to see what that is. Well, that means it can't be selling that well, right?
I guess not,
Good.
or
Screw
they're doing.
Oh, yeah, here it is, Spectrum Center. Oh, God. Hi, do you want to see an Instagram post? Log in. I'm on my laptop. I don't want to log into Instagram. Jesus Christ. Anyways. Oh, there's security code. Confirm it's you. Can you just let me in? It's a scintillating audio, I know. But yeah, to go back though. So yeah, SmackDown, nothing announced. It's in Saudi Arabia, obviously. But
They
yeah,
think they're going to use the same stadium because that's the stadium's huge. But who knows? And this is it's these sorts the Saudi Arabia shows are a whole different breed of how they get people in there and if they how they sell tickets, if they sell tickets at all. It's all a
yeah,
It
it's at
it's all a mystery to
KFD
me.
Stadium. Is that the new one that they just built? No. Oh
it
yeah.
yeah yes that the stadium that was just built in the last 4 weeks.
Same place. Yeah, it's the same place.
Huh, wow, okay.
A temporary 30,000 plus seat stadium is being constructed in Riyadh's King Abdullah Financial District. Oh, KFD. To host the Royal Rumble, building Opus Cup venue. Yeah, same place.
Yeah, okay, well. Cool.
So there you go.
I don't know what you can do on SmackDown because you are at that point afraid of anyone of any consequences getting hurt.
Can you, I mean, roll out like Solo versus, oh, God damn it, Solo versus,
Uncle Howdy
yeah,
or something?
yes,
Yeah, you could do something like that. I mean, Solo's not.
no,
People aren't important,
or get
yeah.
the Tongans involved, have a match, just though like they don't really, actually they seems like they're priming Tama Tonga for a singles run. And then leaving Tongaloa and Tala Tonga as the tag team. Or Jeff Cobb. Wait, not Jeff Cobb.
But
JC Romero.
Solo and Tonga there are the tag champs now.
No, Solo's not one of the tag champs.
Yes, he is.
No, I thought it was
No, it was Solo and Tama Tonga. The two singles guys won the tag belts. Or the one singles guy and the guy who's trying to be at singles or what have you.
Okay. I just, I don't get why they do this stuff, because it's like, you got a built-in tag team. Never mind. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So you could just do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. Nathan Frazer and Axiom could wrestle a throwaway tag team match again. Like, it's not like, I know, like, USA may not be the happiest with it, but you really can just treat the SmackDown like, well, goddamn, it's 3 hours, though, isn't it? So you really can't just treat it as a throwaway.
No, you got to throw those low and mid-carders out there to just have long matches for.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Well, or maybe.
I was tempted to not watch SmackDown, US live, and just
watch the Rumble instead.
Jump in. Either that or just jump in, halfway through or something and start fast forwarding.
Yeah, it almost seems like, I don't know. I guess maybe they could have AJ Styles have another match before his Gunther match. It's wrestling. Things don't have to make sense. So
he's really tiring himself out there.
Yeah, yeah. So
it does feel like, and I know you've heard the Nakamura interview story, I assume.
Yes, yes.
Okay. It does feel like we're speed running our way to AJ Styles' last match.
Okay, so I thought the same thing. But then I've seen, like, memes and, block pictures, right? Mosaics. That we've been watching the AJ Styles retirement tour. We just didn't know it. He fought Cena. He fought, now CM Punk. He fought Logan Paul, the up-and-coming new guy. Yeah. Who else? Yeah, he had a tag team run. So he won a title on his way out.
Yep. He feuded with Dom.
And that, yeah. And there's that. So it's like he's been slowly progressing all of last year.
Yeah.
To this. And I was like,
that makes a little sense. Yeah.
That kind of makes sense. And he showed up in TNA as kind of like a goodbye. Like, hey, here you go. All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So I have a problem with this match just because of that. Like, it's not so much if Gunther loses, right? It's like, okay, he lost. But then all of that building up for Gunther to lose to AJ Styles. Out of the blue,
yeah,
really.
No. Yeah, no, you really can't do that right now to Gunther.
No.
You can't. I mean, yeah, him and AJ Styles is a good feud. If you want to get that, you could try to get that all the way to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
That's what I thought it would be, but I guess.
Well, it just doesn't feel. The idea of AJ Styles retiring in the second or third match of the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia just doesn't feel big enough for him.
No, I'm just gonna say it like this.
And I know AJ Styles isn't John Cena, but.
Well, I think in the eyes of, I was gonna say fans, but the fans like us.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, he's been out forever and he's done all this stuff. Also, I'll be this guy. I don't want him retiring in Saudi Arabia.
No, that's a terrible environment to have that happen.
Yeah, have it.
Although the Saudi Arabian people are more into the product than,
yeah,
than they get credit for. The people treat it like it's that North Korea crowd that Ric Flair and Antonio Noki wrestled in front of. It really isn't. These people are fans. They know the product.
Well, I know at the beginning, like that first one was pretty rough.
Yeah, it was real
and,
rough.
Yeah, you're right. It's gotten better.
I mean, over time, I think their television exposure over there has improved along with each of these trips.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just American bias. If he's retiring, it should be over here. But
yeah,
if it is the end, then what. What matches do we have for the Rumble? This goes with what I was going to say. We have the Rumble, AJ Gunther.
And Drew Sammy.
Okay, that's it. Well, I mean, you can have, yeah, then two, I'm sorry, two Rumbles, women and men. So you can, I mean, you can have, like, a Gunther AJ that's a long match, I guess. But it almost seems, yeah, you're right. It's like the scope of this isn't big enough. It does seem pushed, but at the same time, it's like, well, huh. I guess it, and it makes sense also, 10 years he debuted at the Royal Rumble.
That's true too.
And then he gets to go. So it's like, okay. There's a big part of me because I've been watching old Saturday Night Wrestling from like the Crockett's and that. To where AJ loses and then he comes back in a mask. just for the hell of it. Like, it doesn't make any sense, I know, but I've always thought that gimmick was funny. I mean, when you're not, like, pretending you're Rio and Bravo and, you know, that dead-on-arrival stuff. So, but you're right, though. But again, are they going to add Finn and CM Punk to this?
I feel like you almost have to, because why would you waste time on the Royal Rumble Go Home Show for that angle?
Yeah.
When do you have time to have Finn and Punk again? Why would you have Finn and Punk again? I like Finn, but he doesn't belong in the main event mix heading into WrestleMania.
Well, the thing is, this is another one that's just out of the blue.
It is out
all
of the blue.
A sudden he gets his match overseas. Cool. And that's like, oh, okay. And now I'm right here doing this. Like, I mean, their next event after the Rumble is Elimination Chamber in Chicago. Is that going to be Finn and Punk?
You could do it there, I guess. But again, why are we doing this angle now, though? It's the fucking Royal Rumble is Saturday, your second biggest show of the year. Last year, they did a great job promoting it. They put over 70,000 people in a stadium in Indianapolis in February for it. For God's sakes.
Unless they just don't care about Saudi Arabia. I mean,
they're making enough the money they should be caring from both Saudi Arabia and ESPN and Netflix. Yeah.
Well, I guess when those checks are already cashed, though, you know?
Yeah, so, but don't you want to still be cashing those checks in 5 years or 4 years or whatever the hell?
Yeah, well, yes. But hasn't been WWE's thing throughout its existence. They sign TV deals, the product goes down. TV deals coming up, product goes up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's down now.
That was all.
There's definitely problems, but.
The problem is, it's, in spite of its flaws, it's still the best wrestling product out there because everything else has gone to really just shit.
Well, it's the Chris and Jeremy show. You know, we don't really take a linear approach to stuff. So you're not enjoying the other leagues, huh?
No. And I don't watch as many of them as you do, for sure.
I watched, what did I watch this weekend? Oh, well, I watched AAA. That was good.
AAA is pretty good. I'll give AAA credit. I might have to kind of sneak that one in there. Not that I actually can watch it every single week.
There was a move.
It's an only an hour long show, and no squashes or anything. So it's and it moves fast. It gets all good points for that. Yes.
I don't know, that Mr. Iguana guy kills me, and all right. So they have it broadcast on the AAA station, the AAA channel, and the WWE channel on YouTube. So obviously I'm watching the American one, so I can understand what's going on, right?
Yeah.
But the interviews backstage are still in Spanish. They don't put subtitles on it.
They haven't figured that out yet, no.
So, you know, they still got this love triangle thing going with Mr. Iguana, who, by the way, not having subtitles on, are they mentioning every week he's rich or hung like a horse? Because
I don't know.
He's this guy.
I wasn't paying that close of attention this week. The UFC had the big TV. And I was just watching AAA on my phone.
So, La Flama comes in and is like, you know, talking Spanish to him. And he like kind of talks back to her, but she wants him. Then as they're talking, Lola Vice comes out. So they're both fighting over him. And I'm like, this guy? The guy's got this dude, for obvious reasons, he's got a goddamn iguana puppet on his hand. And then they both kiss him and they both walk off. And then I can never remember the Exotico's name. They show up, and tried to kiss him. He's like, ah, like, of course, because it's Mexico, you know, it's gay. Hell no. And they talk. He gets handed a green and yellow striped referee shirt with Ref Iguana on it. And he just goes to the camera's like, oy, yay. Crowd goes nuts. The simplest stuff I've seen in wrestling in a long time. And the Mexican people ate it up. And it makes no sense to me. Why this guy?
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's great. I do enjoy that. I'm enjoying the AAA product. Curious what's going on with Conan. I wonder if he's either being pushed out by Undertaker and Jeremy Borash, or he's just voluntarily saying, this isn't my lucha, I need to go.
Yeah. Well, I will say, like, the matches do have a definite WWE tinge to them, but they let them go and work the way they want.
Yeah.
So it's like, good. Like, that's it. It shouldn't be WWE with Mexicans, you know?
Right. How did the Undertaker end up in this fucking role?
So I was actually researching this, and apparently he was one of the biggest stars, if not the biggest star, when WWE would come down to Mexico.
Oh,
and
there are a lot of stories like that that, you know, international audiences were in awe of him. But yeah. Like, he was very in demand in Mexico, Japan, you know, mm-hmm. whenever they would go. He was a big draw.
Yeah. So apparently,
because certainly in that wrestling, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Well, not so much lucha, especially as the year. Well, that's the thing. What lucha started introducing these dark, their own dark mystical characters.
Yes.
Really, after the success of the Undertaker.
Yeah. Like the youngster Mecha Wolf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was some of the dumbest shit I've heard in a while. I was like, Corey, dude, I mean, how old is Corey Graves? I actually meant to look this up before the show. I was flabbergasted he said this. Okay, Corey Graves is 3 years older than Mecha Wolf, and Corey Graves is 41. He actually has his birthday the day after mine. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
So when he said that he was the young man, like, what? Dude, Mecha Wolf is a guy that looks old through white makeup. That is almost impossible. And yet he does it. So, anyways, I enjoy the AAA product. That Son of a Kingo, did you see that match?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
That little dude, I thought he was going to die. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen him before, and the way he was just flying all over, I'm like, he's getting sloppy. And, well, he made it out alive.
Isn't he the son of Vikingo?
Yeah, I am confused about that whole thing.
Instead of just saying the third, which they've done that before, there's like 17 Volanos. I don't know why they don't just do it like that.
That's true, but yeah. So that's an enjoyable show. And again, an hour, you're in and out. I watched not Prestige. I watched Overseas. Can't remember. It was a good show. The main event was a surprise. Women's Championship changed hands. But
wow.
I think I can't pronounce her name, but she's coming to NXT, I get the feeling. They had a tryouts, and she took like the MVP of the tryouts for WWE. And she has a really cool look. I wish I could remember her name. But she dresses as like an 80s like hair metal woman.
Yeah, okay.
It works. Like, it's not like, ugh, like old lady doing it. It actually works. She looks cool. She works good, too. And I just feel like an asshole for not being able to remember her name. So let me see if I can look at my notes here. But anyways, she was really good. Rain. Oh, God. All right. Rain Leverkusen.
Well, that name's getting changed.
Yeah. So that's fine. And good. Good. I'm very happy to hear that. So anyways. Yeah, she was the I wish I could remember the goddamn show I was watching. Jesus Christ. Anyways. Yeah, I think it was actually Prestige. I think it was Prestige. But it was on, I take advantage of my oh, it's Progress, not Prestige. Jesus Christ, Jeremy. Okay. But anyways, that was a good show. I like watching Progress, even if I don't remember the name. Anyways. But yeah, I watch way more than you do. That's why it was funny. Who was they changed his name, but the French luchador in NXT, you were like, who the hell is this kid? Why are they giving this cosplay guy a match? I'm like, he's actually pretty good. So
No, he isn't.
that's the only reason I brought it up. So, but
Doing it. If you call just doing everyone else's moves, including moves of people who are on the same show that same night, great. Yeah, it's fantastic. JBL used to shove soap up people's asses in the shower for doing things like that. What happened to this business?
So, speaking of what happened in this business, you've been watching the old Royal Rumbles, right?
Yes. I did 90 and 92.
I think I saw 90. Yeah, they're skipping 91 for some reason. No, I did see 91. I did not see 92. The Flair
Okay,
one.
you're doing the WWE Vault thing. I'm
Yeah.
actually going on to Netflix.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think of
And
that.
I cuz I remember rewatching 91 not that long ago, not that many years ago, and like it's just not as good. Like it's kind of a down rumble between the two best,
Yeah.
but maybe but you watched it and you enjoyed it quite a bit.
I enjoyed it, I think, for the wrong reasons. Like,
Okay.
not the wrong reasons, but for like my own reasoning. Like, who did I say got in the ring and they were just throwing hands? And it was great.
Wasn't it like
I'm trying
Hogan an
to
earthquake? We're just we're what are you even think of
Earthquake came
them?
in and someone went after him and Earthquake took care of him.
Wasn't Haku, that wouldn't have happened.
No, Haku would not. Oh, no. It was funny seeing the people that came out, like the Warlord came out and the people immediately booed. I was like, really? Okay. Oh yeah, it was Smash. Smash from Demolition. I mean, he just attacked Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
They're
I'm reading that now.
throwing punches. Hogan's like, what the hell? Has enough of this. He starts throwing them. And then Smash goes after Earthquake and does the same thing. And I was like, what? It was great. I was like, what's going on here? Like, was there a backstory? Because, like people were going after like different people. And it was funny because Jesse, I think I forgot how.
Well, by 91, Jesse's gone. It's that 91's Roland
Okay.
Piper.
Okay, so it's got to be 90 then.
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, watching with Jesse doing the commentary, I forgot how he played it straight. So, like, you've got two guys trying to get a guy out, right? And then a third guy comes and attacks one of the other two. And Jesse very, very accurately goes, what is he doing? Get the other guy out. Or at least like he didn't even try to like come up with excuses. He's like, they're supposed to be every man for themselves. What are they doing? Are they stupid?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, yeah, like Jesse's the fan at home now, who is tired of like this like nonsensical stuff reigning supreme. Like Finn Balor not having a spot in the Rumble because it's full. Well, the only way they could have gotten around that is, yeah, just because we've announced people doesn't mean we've announced everybody. The sheet's full for the weekend. That would have been so much easier.
Yeah, and you believe that Pierce is one of the only people who knows the who has the full list.
Right. Oh, and yeah, all the general managers have the right list. And it's like, yeah, that's how it, that's because I was watching the one and it was where Warrior lost the title because of Macho King. And then Savage doesn't come out during the Rumble. And Gorilla Monsoon clearly says they have a rundown of everyone that's going to be in the Rumble. So when number 30 hits, that's when Monsoon goes, oh, 18 was the Macho King. And they go, the Warrior must have run him off or something. And it would be kind of cool if it was like that now, but I know like now it's not played the same at all.
One thing you didn't notice, when number 30 comes out, and if I remember correctly, it's Tugboat.
Maybe.
People start booing because they're not getting the Macho King.
Hmm.
So even in 91, there was some of that smart ass, hey, wait a minute, the company's not giving us what we paid for, instead of, oh yeah, I hope Warrior's chasing him down down South Beach.
Yeah, because you know they didn't have the tech back then to do a quick, hey, this is what's going on backstage thing. You know, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess they did, but chose not to use it. But yeah, it was funny seeing all the different jobbers. Like at one point, it was kind of sad. Like half the ring is dead.
Yes, it's gonna happen.
And it's like, oh man. And then at one point, the majority of the people had passed away already, and it's like, man, this stinks. Yeah, because I know, no, like Kurt Hennig was in one today, and it was when he came back in 2002, and then was gone after a few weeks, and it was like, oh man, this is, I mean, it's like, I'm not, I guess we take for granted that, not take for granted, or we just forget that the wrestlers now live a much healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, they
than that era. And it's only like 20 years ago. I mean, I think in the
Hennig had been hard living for about 20 years before that.
Yeah. Well, yes, but I mean, oh, then Saturn was in it too. That's 2002. It's like you see all the guys and like you see a young like a still put together Kurt
Saturn
Angle.
Isn't Saturn still alive? But he was the victim of a false death rumor, I believe.
Yes, he's still alive. Unfortunately, if you've seen him lately, I think he had been homeless, or he had gone missing.
Yeah,
and now he is unrecognizable now. So, it's like, oh, here's, we saw Saturn at a convention, which I'm never attending. I'm never attending one of those because, so.
Oh, come on.
No.
They're so much fun. Come on.
No. I remember back in the day when first started the audio experience, Dusty shared that picture of Demolition at an indie show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I don't want to see these people this way. And the other funny thing is I loved Demolition.
Wait, was it one of the ones in full S&M gear?
Yes.
At their age, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, but it's funny looking at Demolition now, seeing how they were supposed to be like the Road Warriors or Legion of Doom, whatever, and you're like, really, really, okay, and then the Powers of Pain show up, and you're like, oh boy, so. But,
well, yeah, they were the real ripoffs.
Oh, no, exactly. They were complete ripoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But they did have one of the better angles I've seen, though, when the Road Warriors were doing weightlifting and they smashed, was it Animal's face with the weights?
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool as a kid. Like, oh, my God, they're going to kill the Road Warriors, going to kill these guys. And then didn't they kill him? And then they went to WWE.
No, this is one of those. I do remember this. Reading the story or hearing this on like a podcast or whatever, or on YouTube clip or something. They had been booked on the Great American Bash tour to have to lose scaffold matches to the Road Warriors and do like 20 of them. Oh. So Warlord and Barbarian, at their size, we're supposed to do a scaffold bump like 20 times in a summer. They left.
Yeah. I wouldn't even have told them.
Like, no, I think they didn't. No.
Okay.
That wasn't, you know, that's absolutely insane.
Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely fair. Like, we weigh 300 pounds each. And no, absolutely not.
You know, I do like the Barbarians work. After the Powers of Pain.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Barbarian's underrated.
Yep. Absolutely. And then went then Faces of Fear as well.
Yeah.
So
that
yes.
run, I'm gonna see it. Yeah.
The only tag team when the NWO was still hot, like really hot, that the crowd cheered for against Nash and Hall.
Yeah.
That was incredible. And even Nash and Hall were smart enough to realize it. Like, oh, yeah, we got to give these guys a bunch of stuff in this match. So, anyways. He appeared in some of these Rumbles as the Barbarian, though. And it's just fun. See, I hadn't seen some of these in a while. Like, Warlord comes out with that goofy W scepter trident thing with his fake, like, oh, God. It's so tacky. And I did get the privilege of seeing Akeem again.
Oh yeah.
And
good old Akeem.
Saba Simba. Hell yes. I popped big time when he came out. Like, oh, one of the dumbest decisions possible. Not even for a rave, like, it wasn't even racist. They were trying to take advantage of the Shaka Zulu stuff. So they took Tony Atlas and called him Saba Simba. No, no one saw the problem with this.
But you know what? You're the story behind that, right?
No. Well,
Tony Atlas was homeless.
That's what I gathered. So
yeah, did you ever see that MTV True Life documentary that he was in? Yes.
Oh yeah.
He talks about that. I mean, he doesn't care if that gimmick was racist. It saved his life.
Oh yeah, no. Hey, you get paid for it. So
yeah,
you know, you don't have to, but yes, the old Royal Rumbles, boy, they are a different breed than they are today, and it really
it's almost. To me, it's almost like they're... I'll talk then after I finish this thought. It's almost like I can't figure out if Royal Rumble, modern Royal Rumbles are more intricately booked or less intricately booked. Like, eliminations? Obviously, even then... You know, of course, everything had to be timed, you know, timed right. Everyone had to go out at the right time and blah, 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 in and out at the right time. But in between, the wrestlers just fought each other.
Yeah.
You know, they could color in the lines. We didn't really get, like, not really, but maybe until probably maybe the 2000s, where these intricate things had to happen within the Royal Rumble when everyone is just kind of, where your focus only needs to be on two people, while everyone else is laying on the mat.
Yep.
Or there's, you know, the bigger comedy spots and all that. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if on Saturday's Rumble we get Mr. Iguana and Santino doing, you know, Iguana versus Cobra bullshit in the middle of the Royal Rumble. You know.
Yeah. Well, they've done that in AAA, but I can definitely see. I can definitely see that, and. You know, I'm not going to begrudge this Mr. Iguana guy. He was always in the opening matches in AAA. Now he's a focal point, so,
No, that's good. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like comparing the old WCW War Games to what War Games is in WWE now.
Oh, boy.
You know, where War Games was just choking, punching, throwing to cage spot, you know, rake against cage spot, obviously, no one was planning. You know, there wasn't 50 weapons in the ring. There wasn't, you know, everyone doing dives off the top and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
And those old ones were better.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah, I did appreciate the watching Unreal when Io Sky was talking about jumping off the top of the cage in War Games. With the trash can.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, yeah, so he's like, so what about that? She's like, oh, yeah, that was stupid. She goes, I put it on, and I couldn't see. I was like, aw. She came off great on that show. I don't know. Did you get to that episode yet?
I have not got to that
episode. Oh, sorry. Spoiler. Yeah.
That's
no,
okay.
She totally rags on herself for how dumb the trash can spot is.
Because now she has to do it every year.
Yeah. Pretty much, yes. So... That
and the last one, ooh,
wasn't good.
Boy, did no. Well, the entire well the entirety of the trash can just about landed on that on only Nia Jax's head.
Well,
but I remember that spot.
Biggest woman in the group, so
yeah,
you got to take it. But yeah, so and like even back then, like it was funny. Like eliminations just happened. Like I'll still never forget when the Twin Towers just got rid of Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah,
it was crazy. Just that's it.
I mean, the match does. I mean, at that point, there wasn't a lot of real thought, and I mean. You needed to get your Mega Powers Ascension, and you needed to keep building Hogan and, you know, the Twin Towers, Mega Powers, and, you know, and particular Hogan and Boss Man, you know, working all those crazy cage matches where they did the suplex off the top of the cage over and over again.
What a great...
Oh, that's incredible. That may be the greatest spot in wrestling history. I still love that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 89, that first pay-per-view, 30-man pay-per-view rumble, yeah. When Hogan goes out and Savage is already out... Ooh, boy, that thing dies.
Who won that one? I don't
Big
remember.
John Studd.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Yes. Who was a good guy,
good guy, Big John Studd. Got nothing, you know, was never any really, really any good, but has nothing left at this point.
Oh, yeah, you could tell, too.
Yeah, that ended quickly. I mean, I know they ended up doing some house show matches with him and Andre, like, after, like, WrestleMania that year before Studd bowed out for good. Ooh, I couldn't imagine what those would have looked like, and I don't think any footage of those exists, they haven't released it. Maybe it'll be on WWE Vault eventually if they like wrestled it on a TV taping while the cameras were rolling, but they never put commentary to it or anything.
And it's not like whatever WrestleMania 1. Not like that match was good.
No. So, but at least he was He was somewhat mobile, I guess.
Yeah, well, they both were.
Yeah, the standards of time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they both were back then, unfortunately. Like, both time caught up to both of them. But, so it's like, I think another thing to round back up to modern-day Royal Rumble. One of the problems also, and you pointed it out too, and I agreed, they had a Saturday night's main event the week before?
Yeah.
Like, you just had... It almost seems like the four-way match could have been on the Royal Rumble, you know?
Well, I mean, it was for a title match, so at the Royal Rumble, so.
Well, yes, but it also could have been for at Elimination Chamber. You know, it didn't have to be. So, it's like some of this stuff. I know you have to have participants for the Rumble, but you still could have used like some of that stuff. I don't know. There's just too many events, and this is just going to keep happening. So,
well, the wild part is there's been, you know, two Saturday Night's main events within like about 5 or 6 weeks of each other.
Yeah.
But in terms of PLEs on ESPN/Netflix, there's a 2-month drought.
Yeah.
Until Saturday, there's been until Saturday.
No.
Yeah, for some reason I've kept my subscription to the ESPN app going.
Nope.
Partially because it's part of a deal with Hulu and Disney, and partially because I got a $10 credit by taking up a credit card offer. So,
nice.
An Amex offer, I should call it. So,
that's cool.
So I'm only paying like $30 for it. Yes. I am considering after Elimination Chamber just dropping it entirely.
I mean,
for 2 months at least. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. If you don't need it. And especially
and football's over and everything's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about not don't need to watch the Red Wings or the Pistons that badly. So whenever they're on there,
but it really is like that's using the VPN is easy.
Yeah. By the time we're around Backlash season, I may try that. We'll see.
Yeah, it works. Mexico has everything I need. So does the United Kingdom sometimes, too. It's pretty nice. So, but...
Yeah.
But that's what I think part of the problem also was, like, there's too many events. So that they spent all this time, and they really did hype up Saturday Night's main event.
They did.
And then added AJ and Shinsuke at the last minute, which worked out.
That did work out, yes.
So, yeah, it's like, well... I don't know. It just seems like a configuration problem. Too much going on, no real direction.
Because they spent so much time hyping up having those two big championship matches in the early part of January on both Raw and SmackDown, and that rolled right into Saturday's main event, which had you know elements of both shows in it. And then we're at the Royal Rumble, which has not been given the attention it deserves.
No, especially not being. Isn't it usually WrestleMania then the Rumble? Those are the two big ones. Then SummerSlam. Yeah. Or Money in the Bank, I think. That's become a huge one.
Yeah, Money in the Bank has probably taken over that fourth spot from Survivor Series.
Yeah, I get with a good reason.
Even with the the inclusion of War Games. Yeah, I have no problem saying Money in the Bank is bigger than Survivor Series at this point. And they did all the bells and whistles to try and make WrestlePalooza feel like, it's part of the Big Six.
Yeah.
But and apparently that did really, really well.
No, I mean it was hyped up like
Netflix,
crazy.
That was interesting to me. We heard nothing about ESPN numbers and how WWE PLEs, move ESPN subscriptions in the last week or whatever. But the Netflix data numbers indicates a lot between, say, SummerSlam and WrestlePalooza. Did you read that? How Meltzer had that laid out?
No, I don't know. Sometimes Meltzer stuff drives me crazy. So
large increase between SummerSlam, which was, of course, only available internationally on Netflix, and WrestlePalooza, which is still technically supposed to be only internationally for Netflix, but it was such a gap. I'm like, there's a lot of U.S. based VPN users, and there's got to be a lot of U.S. based VPN users in that number. Compared to when SummerSlam was still on Peacock.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that because for a multitude of reasons, one, price being the big thing.
Right, yes, so, exactly, yes. And confusion over how to even use the ESPN app.
Yeah, and that's probably a large part of it, too, because they were like, hey, use your TV provider. Get it for free. Here's this, and this is how you log into this. Now, it's not ESPN. It's not ESPN Plus. It's ESPN, the app. And it's like, what? Name recognition was horrible. The rollout was horrible. WWE, being on Peacock, and then the next week, it's gone, and it's on ESPN. With no warning, they just moved. And it was like, hey, we're on ESPN now. You got to buy this brand new app you've never heard of before. Although it could be ESPN Plus or ESPN this.
Because it was.
What?
Because there was the Paris show after SummerSlam. And the Paris show was only like 3 weeks before WrestlePalooza or something like that. And then it was. I think it was like on like the day before the Paris show. It was like, yeah, this is the last thing we're ever going to do on Peacock. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, we just want to thank Peacock for being a great partner. Blah blah blah. It's like, okay, you'll see us next time on ESPN, huh?
The cable channel?
Yeah. Like, oh, cool. No. You have to pay $30 a month to see this. Oh, and by the way, we haven't been on ESPN in 2 months.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, because this was a terribly timed thing because you were going into that long break. And then there's going to be probably other long breaks. Well, the break between Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania is going to be about 6 or 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So, again, and there's no football in there in that to keep a lot of people or whatever.
Yeah, hockey and college basketball. I guess the NBA.
Yeah.
But as ratings have shown, no one really cares. So, yeah.
Well, and no one really cares about hockey either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and, early baseball doesn't really bring people in until, the season starts getting going. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, and like they just had the Winter Classic for baseball is coming up. And it's also like we got the Olympics coming up, too. So you can keep your Peacock ad for $10, or you can have your ESPN app for $30.
Yeah, I've
Fuck
decided
out of
to
here.
keep. I've decided to keep Peacock. Yeah, I'm keeping Peacock. Why?
I've got it. I forgot I had it. That's why I was asking. It's Saturday Night's Main Event on there.
Yeah.
There's really nothing on there I want to see though. So.
They've been getting a little better with some of their original stuff. I like that Copenhagen Test one. That's one I, as far as like an action show you might like. And then there's the again, well, what I'm looking forward to on Peacock is in early March with when Ted season 2 comes back. I
Oh,
was shocked how fucking good that
I
first
have
season
heard good
was.
things about that actually.
It's
Yeah, I've
incredible. I was like, I didn't think the commercials, the commercials, the early commercials did not do that show justice when I actually sat down to actually watch it. I'm like, oh my God, this is actually funny.
yeah. The TV's the we
Because
don't.
I hated the second movie, so I'm like, is this are we going back to this stuff? Like, oh no, it's actually good.
Yeah, I saw the first one. I never saw the second thing. Seth MacFarlane just kind of dragged it out of me after a while. Like, okay, I get it. You want
I
to do
get
funny
I
things with
understand.
goofy voices. All right, funny. Well, to round out, we usually hit about the hour mark. We got a little bit to go still, but
I've got no hard stopping points.
well,
Let's talk about whatever.
okay. So I just wanted
I'm
to
sitting on a lighter
know
for you.
who is winning this year? It's not Cody. I
It just can't
firmly
be
don't
Cody.
believe
You
it's
just
Cody.
can't. I firmly don't. I don't believe that. And I also not sure if I really believe their reports that they're are absolutely not turning Cody heel anytime soon. I don't know if I, partially because I just don't want to buy that. Because if Cody wins as a babyface, that's when the backlash is really going to start when he gets back to the States.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean,
Because
we already
first of
saw
all,
it.
we've already seen what him as champion, as babyface champion is. It actually it lacks the flair of the chase. We know that, and unless they have better opponents for him, which doesn't seem like they would. And we've seen him and McIntyre. I know free is well free TV or on Peacock. We've seen this match 3 times already.
Yeah.
They've been feuding since August.
God, it's only been
No one wants
August.
to. I mean, I know a triple threat with Jacob Fatu adds a little different layer to it, and I'm sure they're going to do that match at some point. But that's not a WrestleMania main event.
No, that's what I thought too. Yeah.
No, and Jacob still. What they did on Saturday helped him with the brawl with Cody. But he's been gone for 3 months. And before that, the last thing people remember is him losing that god-awful cage match to Solo. He does need to be rebuilt some. They did some damage to him, last summer.
Yeah, and then the weird dental stuff he had to get done, which I don't know.
Yeah.
Which apparently really helped because he looks great.
He does look great right now. He
And
does look fantastic. I mean, it's not like there's this insurmountable thing against him that he's not going to get back to where he was
right.
when he was still technically a heel. The face turn actually screwed him.
Yeah. But what's funny is
And how they did it, yeah.
as Jacobs lost weight, boy, he looks like Roman.
He's starting to, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, doubt, because puffy faces, you get kind of lost. But yeah, it's pretty crazy that you can actually go, oh yeah, you guys are definitely related.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
part of the thing is I don't know. I don't exactly know where they're going. They've left some. If they think that of course, every 5 seconds on Paul Levesque, on Unreal, it's the story, man. It's the long term. Like, you don't book for long term. What are you talking about?
They try and just don't go that way. It's like, I mean, Unreal is not a real show, anyways.
No, it's
It's
not.
not reality.
They're sending the messages they want to send.
Right. And it's like, okay, you just deal with it that way. And
Yeah.
then everything's fine. That's all, you just take it for what it is.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
yeah, but it's also like, all
It's
right.
trying to make Paul Levesque Dana White. That's all that's all it is. That is the goal.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. They've been trying to do this since day one.
Yeah.
And Dana White, they keep mixing up. WWE and UFC are not the same. They're not the same product, first off. They can't be promoted the same way. So you can't have it. It's just.
Well, that's all that Meltzer bullshit from the 2000s and 2010s that UFC is just pro wrestling done right with real fights or whatever the fuck he was trying to do when wrestling was down and UFC was hot, so Meltzer could make more money talking about UFC than WWE until that changed about, 5, 10 years ago.
And now it's all him pimping everything for AEW. Never mind. Never mind. So who do we think's gonna win the Royal Rumble?
Describe.
I can't see it being Roman. Now, okay, I'm gonna ask you this, and don't tell me what the spoiler is.
I've not seen any spoilers.
Okay, you haven't. Either have I. And I want to keep it that way.
I'm gonna try and be as little online as I have in a long time. I feel like I do this at least every Royal Rumble season, where I try to be less online.
Yeah, I do
and
the same
since
thing.
I've deleted Twitter completely, it's much easier. Although sometimes you could scroll something else and you'll get something from like The Ringer or something, like an article. I'm like, God, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to find real news act for once in my life. I
yeah.
don't care about some fluff story about wrestling.
So apparently. They have a mural advertisement up in Saudi
Okay, this
Arabia.
I've heard, yeah.
I don't know what it's about. I didn't bother looking at the picture. So I don't know what they're giving away or any of that stuff. I'm gonna guess
It's not
Brock.
anything.
I'm gonna guess
It's.
Brock Lesnar's on it. And if
He's been
so,
on all the Royal Rumble
yeah.
materials, although they've made no announcement of him. That's that even when they were doing all that Vision stuff on Raw, they. No, I thought for sure Adam Pearce was gonna throw in after he put all four members of the Vision into the Royal Rumble that he was also like, oh yeah, and Brock Lesnar is also going to be in the Royal Rumble.
See,
Because that would more explain like Heyman being scared because he knows he can't control Brock, that Brock isn't gonna go along with a plan to to let Braun Breaker win.
oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, and I could see something like that happening. I could see. Brock coming in and like they think he's going to join up with them, but instead he or maybe he starts going after them.
Yeah, and the only other thing I can think of, I have not seen anything, is Seth Rollins is on there. And the only reason I say that is the way Pierce acted. Like, the Vision's going to be in the Royal Rumble. All of you are going to be in it. Oh, that's because Seth was going to come in and get revenge on you guys.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of
It's.
because that and Brock, you know?
Yeah. It's.
Outside
It's
of that,
possible,
I
but
don't know
again,
anything.
it's still an amount of time for him to be out that it's like you didn't. Oh, like if they didn't know or whatever. Yeah, I'm again. I do want to be surprised. I don't want to know. I don't even want to know if Chris Jericho gets spotted somewhere in Riyadh or whatever. Let that be a surprise too. I do want my surprises, and I want. I'm like I said, I'm gonna get some food. I'm gonna day drink.
Yeah.
I'm gonna enjoy myself.
Yeah, because I mean, even here, we're supposed to get snow Saturday. So I was like, good, I wasn't going anywhere anyways. So
Yeah.
there's a bunch of shows
I hope
on
it.
Saturday. So,
Well,
yeah.
I might go out after. I might go out afterward, but.
But no, so like, I'm just trying to figure out who wins this thing. Like, who's been, like, Roman? That seems stale to me. Seth
But he
winning?
hasn't been champ. But he hasn't been champion in almost 2 years, though.
True, but
I guess he could also get there without winning the Royal Rumble,
yeah,
if
like
that's
I
what they
don't
want
know.
him to do.
When it's unfortunate COVID happened, but when Drew won it felt fresh. Like, oh my God,
It did feel fresh.
someone new. And I mean,
But there's no one new. There's no one that they've been in any way priming. Well, in McIntyre, they really weren't priming. That kind of came a little
right.
bit out of nowhere.
I mean, I guess Braun, but that just seems like, oh, okay, duh. Like, I don't know. This kind of goes in two ways. One, it has to do with the Vision. This thing with Logan Paul and Austin Theory being in it doesn't work for me. And
No,
even on screen, they're separate.
it doesn't, it's not working. I know Logan Paul signed a new deal and he was tired of taking shit about being a part-timer.
The
He was
or
better off being a part-timer.
yes, he was. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's blending into this group too much.
Yeah.
He's
Well,
not he's not special anymore.
yeah, that's the crazy part is when he only shows up every once in a while, like, oh, it's a star. Now, I mean, the crowd wants Braun to be the guy. I mean, that's
Yeah.
still, but it's like I notice, like on all the segments, you see whenever it's Braun and Bronson together, like Bronson is clearly supporting Braun Breaker,
Yeah.
and you're like, oh, okay. And I
They've
saw,
had good have chemistry since this all
yes,
started.
they have, and I mean, I've advocated for that for a while, like not even break him up badly, but like, all right, you go over and get the WWE title, whatever, you know. So like, but then once they added Logan Paul and once they added Austin Theory, he's kind of gotten into the background. Like Bronson Reed winning the Royal Rumble, like early, like middle, early last year, you know, when he came back, I could have actually seen that. And
Yeah.
now, I mean, I'd be all for it, but it ain't gonna happen. But I can't see a clear-cut winner. And like Roman Reigns winning just seems stale. Like old guy, the old guard winning this match, I don't know. It'll get a big pop, but at the same time, it
But
just it's I know, I
there's
know.
no baby face that they've been promoting who can have that Cody moment, that Austin moment, that whatever. There's just Batista, Cena, whatever.
Yeah.
There's just they don't have that. They have the biggest guy there, the biggest newest guy they're promoting is a heel.
Yeah. And that's who I think a heel should win. But
I'm not against it. I mean, but again, then why did they do Punk and Bron Breakker on Raw
yeah.
then?
Yes,
It
I
should be a
know.
first time ever match. If that's gonna be the match at WrestleMania, it should be a. Now, granted, twists and turns, Punk could not be the champion by the time we get there. Although they're probably gonna want him to still be the champion at Elimination Chamber, and after that, he might as well hold on to it.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's like when AJ and Punk went. I thought there was actually an intrigue there because, and they didn't play it up. So, I mean, you knew AJ wasn't going to win. But if they would have played it up, it's like, well, if AJ goes into this, that makes the AJ Gunther match a title match as well as a retirement match. And it's like, oh, they've been known to do the experiments like this during this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, I
And.
thought that, but
Yeah.
then you end up back at with Gunther as world champion again.
Exactly it.
I know you wouldn't complain, but it's we. I
I'd
want to
rather
see
see.
more. I want to see more of this career killer thing,
Yeah, and I'd also
because
see.
you know where it's because you know the end game for it is Brock, and oh my God, do I want to see that.
Yeah, but also I want to see like Gunther go after the WWE title. I know the world
Yeah.
championship's on equal ground. No, it's not. So, well, everyone knows it's not. And
Yeah.
but also like Gunther going after the WWE title puts him on SmackDown with new people too.
Yeah.
So, it's like, well, you know. I mean, I guess not actually not that many new people, huh?
Well,
He's
no.
already
They
had his
just shifted
feud with
around so
Damian
much, yeah.
Priest and Sammy. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Well, never
He
mind on
fought
that.
Cody in that one match in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Yes. Well, if Cody was champion, I would advocate for Gunther winning just to like get the
The
rematch, but
only way I would advocate for Cody winning the Royal Rumble is if preceded a very quick heel turn and him going after Punk.
yeah.
Because that's the match we haven't done. We have not done that match since, probably a random SmackDown in like 2012 or something.
Yeah. Hey, on a quick aside, when was the last time CM Punk and AJ Styles fought each other? Had they ever fought in a WWE ring? I can't. I can't.
I vaguely remember they did some kind of triple threat thing as part of like one of those tournaments they were doing,
Okay.
and they were two
Okay.
of the three guys, and people were actually complaining. Okay, so Punk and AJ Styles on that WWE ring for the first time, and this other guy's in here too.
Yeah, and now we got it on AJ's way
Now we
out.
got it, and I wasn't
So
that impressed, honestly. I thought it was kind of a
they
match that
weren't.
never got a second gear type match, because
Yeah.
obviously
They knew.
They got to fly all the way across the world the very next day.
Well, they also knew it wasn't going to end, you know?
Right, yeah.
So it's like, well, why are we giving him everything? Well, if this is AJ's last match. But apparently AJ's been talking about it's getting harder and harder to get ready for matches. It was just like, you know, it's the whole thing he was talking about. People don't see what I have to do to actually get ready. So, but, yeah, I mean, until we find out who else is in this match, it'll be hard to tell. But I don't know. It's got to be Braun, or I guess it'll be Roman. But I wouldn't mind Braun versus Roman as well. Meaning Roman goes on and whoever's a champion goes against them, right? And maybe he wins, and then we get a Braun and Roman program later on down the year.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. So
I'm very okay. And they protected that match because they just kept going back to Roman and Bronson Reed, and Roman still has a win to get back on Bronson Reed as well.
True.
So they do have to do that along the way. Yeah. I don't think that's a WrestleMania match. I am worried that Bronson Reed, in terms of having a singles match, is going to be shut out.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be
maybe
some.
Maybe end up. I guess you could have him. I guess you could have him and Logan Paul or Austin Theory go after the tag belts or something.
Well, I was thinking it's going to be, those three versus Rey and probably the Lucha Brothers, not Dragon Lee.
I don't know if you drag that to WrestleMania.
How long have Drew and Cody been feuding? Yeah. So
I'm more see them setting up some kind of a bigger singles match for Logan Paul, but I'm not sure about.
Yeah, but like Austin Theory and
maybe
Bronson.
Brock. Who knows?
Oh my God!
Please, that'd be hilarious. Let that open night too. Oh God, that'd be fantastic. While we're there. Oh yeah, I need to see that one.
Yeah, and I've heard this said before, but it's funny watching. Like they had a Big Show Brock Lesnar match on one of these Rumbles.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, when Brock would. Oh, that was always so great when Brock would do that. Yes.
Yeah, and it's like Brock now just works his match, but Brock's pretty good. He always
Brock
has
is good.
Been. And it's like
Brock's the best wrestler in the world when he wants to be.
I think like the problem, like not the problem, but what's happened is he left, you know, went to play football, went to UFC, comes back and he's just a murderer, right?
Yeah. He's,
but you forget, no, the guy's a hell of a worker.
He's a hell of an athlete. He's everything. Yeah.
His persona basically took over. To where you're blinded by that instead of his actual work. So, and now, just like Randy, being in I don't give a fuck mode is the greatest Brock Lesnar ever. He's a bad guy that comes out just wearing a cowboy hat. Why? Because I want to. Signing autographs for kids, bumping fists with him on the way down, the way back. And then in the ring, he just kills everybody. You're like, this is bizarre. Just bizarre. The way he acts now, because who's gonna stop him?
No.
So
he is. He's. At the risk of being canceled, I do love Brock Lesnar.
There's no problem with that. Hey. Nope. Don't
By
care.
Who? Who's listening?
No. Well, who's gonna cancel? Like, no. What are they gonna do? Oh.
I know.
I don't like what you said. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
This isn't my job. I don't get paid for this.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah. No one cares.
No one at my job gives a shit.
If I was at my job, I'd say the same thing. So
yeah. And no one there would be online to think about anything other than, oh yeah, Brock Lesnar, big guy. Yeah, yeah. No one knows.
No one knows.
Yeah, Brock's a little more famous.
No. I mean like this whole like scandal thing. No one knows.
No one knows. No one knows. No one cares. Yeah. I know. You spend time out in the real world. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the problem for people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm on Reddit, so I'm going to say all this stuff. Like, yeah, it is. If he actually did something with this, yeah, it's pretty shitty. But there's no proof he did anything, first off. He's named some stuff. Oh, he acts like a dick. Wow. What a surprise. Hey, you don't know the guy.
No.
How's that? Well, I don't like him. I don't like him as a human being. I don't care. He's awesome in the ring. So? then stop listening to music. Stop watching TV because you don't know what those people are. And then they come out. It's like, oh, can you believe this? As Kevin and I always say, yes. Easily. Because I don't know these motherfuckers.
Do you know what would happen if at any WWE show, if the opening riff of No Chance in Hell hit and Vince walked out on this that stage?
That place would go bananas.
I know.
And I don't think it's a Hulk Hogan thing. I also, like...
Well, the Hulk Hogan thing was because Hulk Hogan was so blatant and outright, and the Trump stuff, and that they were in L.A. L.A. probably played... L.A. played the biggest part.
Yes. Actually. L.A. played a big part, but also the Trump stuff. Honestly, I think the racist language and all that was far in the past.
I don't think that was far enough in the past.
Yeah. But him coming out...
It's far enough, yeah.
And being Hulk Hogan at a Trump rally, and then turn into Terry Bollea. It's like, boy. So, yeah. But yeah. No, I think if Vince ever, that music ever hit, yes, the place would go crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it could be a WrestleMania because maybe it'd be different. But, yeah, I think the initial pop would be crazy.
Yeah.
So, and I did see people thinking that's who was talking to Adam Pearce was Vince.
Nameless board member or whatever. We're not going any.
Maybe it's The Rock. So.
We're not seeing him for at least another year.
That's fine. I don't miss him. I've never been one for having somebody come back and take a spot. Like, I get it, but now you don't need to sell it. So that was one thing that Vince did really well, was that the wrestlers were the celebrities, you know, and bringing in The Rock. I mean, I know he's a wrestler, don't get me wrong, but he's a celebrity. So it kind of goes both ways. And when, you know, unless ticket sales are bad, you don't need these guys. Like, I've always been a very, like, concentrate on what you have and concentrate on the future.
Now, there was a time when they did need it. Those late 2000s, early 2010s WrestleManias were losing their luster. Or what have you, yeah. By that point. But we're going on 15, we're 14 years removed from WrestleMania 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still going to the nostalgia bag. I mean, look at the entire promotion for the new video game, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
It's like, we're never going to be able to move on. Today's wrestlers will never get a fair shake.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't really care about the Triple H one, but the other one was NWO versus, like,
WCW. Monday Night War in general.
Yeah.
And then a separate one that's Attitude Era.
Okay. I know those are just like packs or whatever else, but
deluxe edition. I've stopped being a video game guy. So.
Right. I try playing one, and they're so intricate. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
Oh yeah.
I want to just have fun.
Once we moved past that NWO versus WCW, WCW versus NWO Revenge, WrestleMania 2000, No Mercy, Game Engine. Some of the early like SmackDown games on PS2, I think it was, or 3.
Yeah, they're so fun.
The 2K game engine is just too, I can't do it. No.
I just want to have fun. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess because we're not serious gamers. Serious gamers like, man, this is stupid. Punch, kick, do a move. Yeah. Or, I mean, CM Punk got him to bring back ice cream bars, right?
Yeah.
Can we please bring back the WrestleMania arcade game style?
That thing
ruled. It was great, stupid. And it was fun to play. I mean,
that's not just the best wrestling arcade. That might be a top five ever arcade game, how that thing played. That was insane. I mean, it's up there with the you know, I mean, I was never a big like Street Fighter, Mortal
No.
Kombat guy,
No.
but things like, Ninja Turtles one, The Simpsons one, it's up there with those, like as far as just being a blast to play.
And that's what I think is neat. Like, for me, that's what I think is needed. That's stuff that I would prefer. 'Cause like all of a sudden the Undertaker would pull out a tombstone and smack you over the head with it.
Oh,
And
you mean that version? You don't
yes.
even mean Oh, you're not even like talking about like WrestleFest. You're talking about the
Oh,
WrestleMania
WrestleFest.
one.
My God, yes. We're talking about two different things. Two
Yeah.
totally great games. Oh
You know
my
what?
God, WrestleFest.
I have the
Yes.
WrestleMania the arcade game, but on Sega, I believe. It
Yes.
wasn't this. I never saw it because the last real like arcade place probably went out of business. Around like them, or maybe I just stopped going. I don't even remember exactly when the last like mall arcade place, because Dave and Buster's, that's a whole different thing. They don't have the same type of games there. So yeah, I never actually saw a standing WrestleMania the arcade game out in the wild anywhere. I'll say that. So I only ever played it on like on a Sega.
They had it at the movie theater when I
Or,
worked there.
oh, okay.
We were always playing it on breaks.
Oh yeah.
And then we'd
No.
play it after hours. Like, they were like, "You guys, you can't keep hogging the machine." Because we just opened it up and we just put credits on it. But then the video game people would get pissed because they weren't making the right amount of money. So we all got in trouble for that. And we're like, whatever. So, yeah. No, I love that. WrestleFest. Oh my God, I forgot all about that. Yes. What a tr I mean, I remember playing that on, I don't know if it was Genesis or Saturn. I just remember playing that nonstop. It was so fun. God, it would make you mad too.
Oh yeah,
So
because by the time you got to the end of the gauntlet, you picked two wrestlers as a tag team. You went through a tag team gauntlet, and then the last match was you against the Legion of Doom, and they beat the shit out of you.
Yes.
You couldn't beat them.
Fucking Legion of
You
Doom. But yeah.
you're playing as Hogan and Warrior, and the Legion of Doom are just cleaning your clock.
Yeah, I
This isn't
remember
supposed to happen.
I was living with this guy, John, and he had it. And I just remember late nights, and he almost had it beat, and then something happened, and he just lost his shit.
I bet.
And I'm like, yep, my turn. So, yeah, I would much rather see that. To have a updated, current mode for that. Like, how do they not have that? Nostalgia is a real thing for people, and
There
I guess
is,
we're doing it now.
I mean,
But
you can buy the standalone arcade. Someone's finally got that licensed. It's
would it have a
the
modern
original game.
roster? Oh.
No. I'm talking for like $500. You could have one of those in your house.
Oh. 500, I'd do that. Shit, are you kidding? Send me that link. I'll buy that now.
Where is it?
God. As long as it's a
I hadn't
real
thought
one.
about it.
Because like Walmart always sells that stuff, and then you get it and it's like 3 feet tall. And you're like,
Yeah.
what is this shit? And well, it's made for a kid. Oh, liars. So, but yeah, they need to do that. I have no idea who's won the Royal Rumble. Neither does Chris. So, good. I don't know any of the surprises either. Good. That's what we're supposed to be. This is the best time of year for wrestling. And I know people don't want to, well, AEW. No. Everyone knows this is the best time of year. From the Rumble up to WrestleMania is the best time to be a wrestling fan. Especially now with all these other organizations getting in on the money for WrestleMania weekend as well. If
Ooh.
you're like a hardcore wrestling fan, this is your
And
time of
you gotta
year.
be hardcore. Oh my God. What my God? What are the clock? I know that there were issues because everyone already had like their deposits down in New Orleans for their venues before the switch, and I don't know how that all ended up working out. So, I mean, I feel like they're in like kind of a bit of a better location at the Horseshoe, but come on, could you get like a theater with a balcony? Could you gotten it into a kind of like a cool bar setting?
Who are you
This
talking
is
about?
just chairs. I'm talking about the setup for the collective.
Yeah, that's a weird one because last year
This is just
it.
this is just chairs on a concrete floor. I mean,
Yeah.
it has it, it I've lost. I was questionable as it is, but I'm just like, I'm not doing any of those Friday shows. That just sounds like a miserable environment to be in.
So they did that 2 years ago when it was Philadelphia. And it was like, okay. And like, you saw like House of Glory ran some old church. That was cool. Then, the collective was in convention center like space, right? Not a convention center, but like the ballroom or something, right? And then last year, it was in where TNA had done one of their pay-per-views in Vegas. It looked cool. There's a big stage. It looked like it was packed. And then this year,
Apparently they had a big issue with like their ticket vendor or something.
so that's what I was wondering if it didn't make enough, it didn't do this. So when you told me that it was back in like, a small venue, I was like, that's crazy, really? Because it looked good and it looked like it sold out. So, but here's the thing. I know you don't watch GCW. I know you particularly don't care for it, right? The difference
It had
with
its
this
time, and
year,
so it's over. But go ahead, go
yeah,
ahead.
yeah, I know.
I don't watch. I don't watch it. I don't watch it. I can't actually judge what it
So
is today.
they had a bunch of things going on for the collective last year, like for Janela's spring break. They had a bunch of feuds. They had a bunch of things rolling into that. They don't have any of that this year. None of that is going on this year. So I don't know if that also had something to play into it because they had Atticus Coger won. He talking about missing your shot. Atticus Coger won the GCW title at some mall show when they had a whole hyped up one that he lost. Then, so Effie's now doing a thing where he's like, just freaking out. It's whatever, okay? But there's no built-in feud for Atticus Coger. And now his brothers won the Ultra Violent Championship with no clear-cut person to take it on. Now, I know it's January and we got till April, so there's still time, but there's no clear path of anything. So there's no big selling points. Matt Cardona ain't gonna come to this now.
No.
There's no big indie stars anywhere to
No,
help
no, no,
sell a
no.
show.
No. The
So,
indies really are struggling because, WWE pick, got everybody and they continue to.
okay. We're gonna end the show on this. I know we don't usually talk about AEW unless we do a Thursday show. AEW signing people just to sign people is getting
Oh yeah.
obnoxious.
It is. It absolutely is.
WWE signs people and uses them. They'll send them to NXT, they'll put them on the main roster, or they'll send them to Mexico. They've got a purpose. They do stuff. It's not perfect, but AEW just signed how many people for no reason? And then you just asked like, who the hell's Ace Austin? That's a huge problem because he was an up and comer. He was in MLW for a while, and then he went to TNA, where he won, I think, every major title there except for the main one. He was a focal point of that stuff. And the problem with TNA is he was also there for COVID. So that sucks, right? He goes to AEW, crickets. That's what they do. They send you to ROH Purgatory, and that's it. If they even use you. They don't need to be signing all these people.
Until that you just randomly show up on Dynamite one day and you're supposed to know who the fuck this is.
Yeah, fighting Jon Moxley. Yeah. That's not Ace Austin's fault. That's Tony Khan's fault. And it's I don't understand why he does what he does. I don't understand why you have to feel the need to hoard wrestlers because it's not like WWE's going to do much of anything with these people as well. And you're right. It does hurt the indies. Now, these guys are getting paid and girls are getting paid, but you're buying up the farm system and not doing a damn thing with them. You're not developing anybody. So, anyways. When they went through that rash, what, last week? because TNA was like re-signing all their people. And apparently, I think Steve Macklin may be a free agent now, so I guarantee you he's going to show up in AEW. Like, why? And regardless of, you know, why would they sign this person anyways? Why are you signing all these people? Anyways. AEW was good for the indies for a while. Well, I guess they want to be an indie for NXT. That's how they can do their stuff. So let's get out of here, man.
It's good to me.
All right. Well, I have no idea what's going on for our Thursday show. So it'll be either me, Chris, Kevin. I don't know. So, everyone, we'll talk to you then. I'll let Chris take us out.
All right, everybody. Check us out wherever you found us. And we'll catch you on Thursday. Later.